Cyber Bash, Was It Too Late to Do Something Kind? By Katrina Dart McPheeters, based on a true story. A friend loveth at all times. Proverbs 17, verse 17. As soon as she got home, Kayla couldn't wait to check her mom's phone. Her friends always posted pictures of cool clothes, fun vacations, and cute animals. Click, scroll, click. She clicked on heart after heart to show she liked everything her friends were doing. Skating at the park, baking a chocolate cake, burying their toes in the sand. One picture made Kayla giggle when she saw it. She couldn't help it. It was a picture of her friend Chandri. She looked like a squirrel, with her cheeks full of cereal and milk spilling onto her shirt. Chandri was so fun and goofy. Kayla scrolled down to add a laughing emoji. But then she saw the comments. As she read them, Kayla felt sick. Fat, one said. Ugly, said another. Chandri needs to go on a diet. A new walrus from the zoo. One comment was even full of swear words.
Poor Chandri, Kayla thought. How could anyone write these things?
She had heard of people being bullied online, but she never thought it would happen to her friend. She shut off the phone and put it on the table. Then she went to her room and knelt down. She told Heavenly Father everything she felt and how she wished those words weren't there. But there was no way to undo what others had said.
Heavenly Father, please help me know how to help Chandri.
Soon a song filled her mind. Jesus said, love everyone, treat them kindly too. Peace warmed her heart. Even though the mean words had already been written, Kayla could still be kind. She borrowed the phone again and sent a direct message to Chandri.
Chandri, I saw the post online today. I hope you know I don't agree with anything they said. You are a great friend to me and you are beautiful. God loves you. Don't believe what those bullies say. Love, Kayla.
Later, Kayla was helping Mom with the dishes.
Can we talk?
Sure. What's up?
Some people are being mean to Chandri online.
She dried her hands and pulled up the picture on her phone. Mom frowned.
That's so sad. Do Chandri's parents know?
I don't know.
Kayla pulled up her message to Chandri.
I sent her this, though.
Mom read the message and hugged Kayla tightly.
She's lucky to have a friend like you. Thanks for telling me about this. I'm going to call Chandri's parents. It's hard to deal with bullying by yourself.
Kayla smiled, feeling very grateful for prayer and the song she had remembered. She knew Jesus wants everyone to be kind. That means online, too. The author lives in Utah, USA.
End of the story, Cyber Bash. Read by Salem Tullis and Alyssa and Roseanne Peterson.